Good afternoon. Seems like we should start. People are still eating, but we should start. And hopefully more people will come. Have sort of asked that it only be the council members around the table since there were so few seats, but I think I was pushing it because there's still lots of seats that are empty. But in any case, we started, I guess we had one of these before. And when we had the one before, we said, it's a good idea, we should keep doing it. But in the busy schedules of the intervening meetings, when it finally came down to, well, gee, when are we going to have it, there was no time to have it. This time, we said, we will do it for sure, and even a couple times, it fell away. But it seemed that there was at least one issue that was important enough to keep it on. And so we have the one issue that is based around the respective motions, the one that the GNSO made about fast track and conditions therein, and then the one that the CCNSO made, sort of saying, if I put it quite briefly, is, what did you say? And why did you say that? So I'm sure both of these could be expressed much better than I'm expressing them. So that was the one thing that was on the agenda coming in. And then within the GNSO, we had also another topic that we'd like to touch upon that may be in some sense the opposite of that topic, which is, are there policy issues and policy items that perhaps we should actually work together on sometimes so that, you know, and it could be things like, and this came up when we were dealing in the GNSO with fast flux, and this being something that was sort of a general thing, might this have gained from us having done something joint? And there may be other things like that. So that was, we wanted to put that on the agenda also just to explore whether there were times when doing a joint working group of some sort would be the right answer. So those were the two topics. I don't know if other people had topics. I'll pass it over to Chris. Oh, one thing, should we go around after you and I have talked and everybody introduce themselves because they don't necessarily know who everybody is. I'm Avri Doria and I'm a NOMCOM appointee to the GNSO who happens to be chair at the moment.
How about that? That's better. I think actually we should probably do that now, rather than then we can start actually having a discussion, because I think you've summed up the topics that we need to talk about very well. So I'm Chris Despain, and I'm the chair of the CCNSO and the CEO of the .au CCTLD manager.
My name is Chris Despain. My name is Adrian Kinneris. I'm the registrar constituency rep on the GNSO Council. One of.
Becky Burr, I'm the NOMCOM, one of the NOMCOM appointees to the CCNSO Council.
Chuck Gomes, representing the registry constituency on the Council.
Okay, sorry. Youngam Lee, representing .kr in the CCNSO.
Jin Zhang, one of appointees from NOMCOM to CCNSO Council.
My name is Dina Barakat from .eg Registry.
Nashwa Abdelbay from NOMCOM CCNSO.
I'm a GNSO counselor from the business constituency.
Olga Cavalli, I'm a NOMCOM appointee in the GNSO, and I am the GNSO liaison for CCNSO.
Edmund Chung, GNSO registry constituency.
Christina Rosette, intellectual property constituency representative to the council.
Tim Ruiz, registrar's representative to the council.
Dot PR, representative to the council.
Patrick Hossein, Dot DT administrator, CCNSO council.
Andrzej Filip, CZNIC, Dot CZ domain, CCNSO council.
Hirohota, Dot JP, CCNSO council.
Peter van Roster, Center, CCNSO Council.
Alan Greenberg, ALEC liaison to the GNSO.
Leslie Kennedy, CEO of Nominate.uk registry operator and European CCNSO Council member.
Oscar Robles, DOTMX CEO and CCNSO for Latin America.
Patricio Poblete from NIC Chile, representative of Latin America and the Caribbean in the CCNSO Council.
Eric Iriarte, LACTLD, CCNSO Council.
Tony Harris of the Latin American Federation of the Internet and Electronic Commerce and a member of the ISP constituency in the GNSO.
And on the phone we have Carlos, are you there?
Yes, Carlos Miranda, representing the Africa region, CCNSO Council.
Thank you, Carlos. We'll try to remember that you're there. Okay, I think basically, Avery, you've kind of summed up the main topic, which is the resolutions. What we've done really is simply to pass a resolution that says, can we please discuss this, because we're not clear what it is that you what it is that you've done. Maybe you haven't done anything, maybe you have, we're not entirely sure. It looked to us like a change in position, in that our understanding was that we both, the GNSO and the CCSNO, had, by whatever method, and I can't remember whether it was resolutions or whatever, made a statement that we felt that the thing should happen together, but that we recognised that in the event of there being a delay, and by a delay, it's not like a delay of like 3 weeks, but, you know, a delay, that one side should not be disadvantaged because of that. And it appears to us that that may actually have changed. So I don't know who wants to take it, but that's I think, where we sit. And
thanks, Chris. You're absolutely correct, and I think our position is still the same, that neither side should be significantly disadvantaged because of the other in terms of the timing of the introduction of IDN TLDs. But as we begin to see the everything that was happening, especially on the GTLD side that you have been aware of as well, we became concerned because it is, we still firmly believe that the ideal situation is that both, that IDN TLD should be introduced as close as possible to the same time, ideally the same time into the route for, to benefit consumers across the board. You'll recall that in our statement, where we did make the statement that you referred to, that neither side should be disadvantaged, we did say that if there is a need for one to go before the other, that we there should be some coordination in making that happen. And we also, in other parts of that statement, pointed out that we felt like some things like for ID and CCTLDs, that it's important, just like it is with GTLDs, that there be terms, whether they be called a contract or whatever, in place so that certain things are committed to and can be enforced. And also, we raise the issue of fees and that should be dealt with. Now, I know that you're dealing with all of those. And so our latest motion that was passed by a supermajority on the council was basically reiterating some of those things, saying that we really think they should go the same time unless both SOs agree differently. And so I think there's room for us to work together in that regard. If it does look like there's going to be a significant gap between the two. Okay.
I guess it's me then. If we look at where we currently, perhaps a sort of quick assessment of where we currently are might be useful. My understanding of where you guys currently are was coloured to some extent by the comment that Peter made this morning, saying that it now looks like it's going to be December at the earliest or something. And I guess that's at least in part because of the feedback and the stuff that's happened on the on our side. You're right. We do still have some thorny issues to deal with. The issue of what we're calling a document of responsibility, which you'll know has been published, and the issue of contributions, financial contributions. It will be fair to say that those matters are going to be discussed at some length in the next few days. But I suppose my question would be, let's just take an example. Let's take it as an example. Let's say that the IDN CCTLD fast track is ready to go in September. Let's just say. And that it's looking like the new GTLD process will be ready to go in December. What we don't have is any sort of process or thing in place to discuss that and actually talk about, you know, what should happen and if indeed anything should happen. So that might be really where we should be concentrating our efforts, I think.
There's other people coming. Okay. I think there was a couple things. One, first of all, when we talk about the process, one of the things that we put into that resolution is we weren't talking about the beginning of the process, but we were talking about the actual putting into the route, which is sort of the end of the process. So we weren't saying that. I think one of the other concerns that comes up, and one of the reasons to try and keep things as much as possible moving together, is in this environment, any of us, you know, one of the things you left out was, for example, the IETF work in coming up with IDNA BIS. And in this environment, any of us, either, for example, a government comment on a GTLD or an overactive imagination in the IETF, can slow down the efforts of the other. And one of the things that I think was in some of our minds, certainly in my mind, in being in favor of it, and this makes it a personal statement, is that by having a commitment to arriving at the point where the fastest fast track and the easiest GTLD basically go into the route together, we're sort of saying, and we shouldn't be messing with each other's processes, either directly or indirectly, or gaming the system by either community or friends of either community in either sense. That basically it's a recognition that in this environment, someone can go to the IETF and create incredible havoc that makes something impossible, just as someone can go to a government and make something more difficult. So it's basically that notion of keeping ourselves sort of working together, working through our processes as much as we can together, so that, you know, neither side is disadvantaged by those who are too devoted to their cause.
So, anyone else want to speak at all? Edmund.
I recently sent along a draft resolution of the CCNSO talking about this particular issue. I just want to sort of one part of it says that the CCNSO feels that there's an apparent change in view of the GNSO. I just want to come back to this particular point. At least in my point of view, And Chuck's mentioned that as well. I don't think we really had a change of view. If you look at the statement previously, it did clearly say that, you know, if they are not introduced at the same time, steps should be taken, you know, blah blah blah. And in the resolution right now, we're saying one of those steps may be this agreement from both the GNSO and CCNSO. We're just, I guess, spelling out a little bit more one of the things that were already said. At least that was in my opinion, that was the intent, is to spell out just a little bit more of what we mean by some steps should be taken.
Yeah, that's fine, but I certainly think that a read of the resolution and the original statement do throw up some differences. I mean, the movement towards stating it as putting them into the root at the same time, for example, isn't in the original statement. It talks about introduction in the original statement. Now, I accept completely that there is you can argue forever about what introduction means, and I accept that. I'm just saying that what seems to be happening is that the position is hardening into a much more strict line of this is what we mean by this and this is what we mean by that. And I guess I'm concerned that we at the very least, whether we agree with you or disagree with you, at the very least we actually have some kind of process or mechanism where we can deal with this. Becky?
I hate to be concrete on this, but I wanted to follow up on this point. There are a million different things that could happen, and I have no idea what the timing would turn out to be. But you, Chuck, mentioned, you know, agreements and those kinds of things. I think it would be useful for us to know that, you know, not your wish list for agreements, but what you think from a security and stability perspective need to be in agreements.
Thanks, Becky. Actually, our motion covered that at least at a high level, because we said that there should be, and the way we worded it, trying to be sensitive to the words used, was that there needs to be some sort of a commitment on the part of, some enforceable commitment were the exact words, on the part of IDN CCTLD operators to follow IDN guidelines, to abide by the IDN standard that's in place at the time. We didn't use all those words, but you're focusing on that in the same way, to ensure security and stability. And then we also said that the IDN CCDLD process should be self-funding and not, you know, subsidized by other members of the community. Now, as you know, I've looked at the document of responsibility. Thank you. And actually, it seems to me that follows along that line. The fees aren't covered very explicitly, but it sounds like we're in sync in that regard, and those are really the main things. The concern on a lot in the GNSO, from the very beginning back to our original statement, was, hey, these are issues that affect us both. And in fact, I think one very common area that we have is that there is demand by the users in the communities, the individual local communities, as well as people in those communities that have registered IDN GTLDs at the second level and so forth. So we have a user demand, a user need, and that's not unique to either one of our customer bases. And so we think we have a common interest in that regard. And Chris, what we tried to do when we said in the root, what we found when we start saying, okay, introduction at the same time, what does that mean? Does it mean this or that? So we were very specific there. That should not at all close the door to us working together in a process like you're talking about. In fact, I think we're fully supportive of that.
Thank
Thank you. It's Mike Rodenbaugh. First a question, and then I think I'll follow up with some comments further to Chuck's. So you mentioned, Chris, at the outset, you really have two sort of buckets of issues to deal with, which is the agreement and the fees. And then you mentioned, hypothetically, I think, and I'm sure that you can't and won't be pinned down to a specific date, but, I mean, is September realistic?
No, not at all. I've got absolutely no clue. I was just trying to come up with a date where we had a sort of flag in the ground with December for you from this morning, and I was just trying to come up with a date that was close enough to be, well, if we waited, we wouldn't be waiting for that long, and to start the discussion going about what we actually mean. But no, I mean, it's that there are a number of issues. The key issues are clearly the document of responsibility. There are two sides to that discussion. One is it in a shape that's acceptable? And secondly, how are we going to deal with this mandatoriness of it? You must sign. And then the second is fees. Currently, there is no model. I believe there's a paper on its way from staff in the next couple of weeks proposing a model, and then that'll have to be talked about. And then we go back again to the question about what about it being compulsory? And then assuming we can get all that sorted out, there's the question of the IDNA protocol. Do we need to wait for the revision? Can we operate on the current one, et cetera? But I think it's important to know that that there is a significant amount of pressure from governments and a number of governments saying, we have deadlines on this, we have to get this done. Now, of course, you know, you can argue that that's the same game playing as everybody else, but they are putting a huge amount of pressure on. So there's no date there.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, I mean, just following on Chuck's comments, I think the CCNSO certainly should be paying attention to all the public comments that have been lodged in the GTLD process, you know, which have, I think staff has identified some very large, you know, overarching issues, as they're called, that are equally applicable to CCTLD spaces as to GTLD spaces, specifically the notion of abuse, that will probably expand if and when new TLDs are launched, as well as, of course, the trademark issues. And while I understand that we've never probably have a resolution requiring CC operators to do anything in that respect, it certainly is something they ought to be considering and perhaps recommending to one another.
Well, I think they do, because every CC operates under its own trademark law, unless it's in a territory that doesn't have any, and I'm not sure that there are many of those. So it certainly operates under its own trademark law. And there are differing models. I mean, in Australia, for example, the trademark doesn't give you a prior right. It gives you a right, but not a prior right. And then other countries' trademarks are supreme. So I think we do that already. It's much easier for us, of course, because we're one economy, one government, and so therefore we don't have to comply with anything like as much stuff as you do. And that makes it easier. But we have our other problems that we, you know, problems that we need to deal with. I think really. I don't know if there are any other councillors want to ask a question about, are they clear on what the GNSO is saying and clear on my suggestion that we should perhaps see if we can't work together and work out a little kind of joint group that just keeps each other informed and talks about timing on a fairly regular basis? Yes, Leslie.
I'd support that, Chris. I think that sounds like a positive suggestion. Certainly fits with Avery's comments earlier about having some more closer working relationships. If we wait until these meetings to discuss things face to face, inevitably we will lose time. And I think a better dialogue, maybe in a smaller group, might be helpful.
Yes, Adrian.
Just to add to Leslie's comments, I think also given the fact that both of us need to are relying together on the IDNA protocol and IDNs particularly, because it both impacts us. I think to work together and at least be pushing ICANN and working as closely as we can with ICANN as a collective is probably going to be beneficial.
OK. Can I suggest that the way to tie this up is simply for everyone to just agree that Avery and I will work something out in the next couple of days and send a note out and say we'd like, you know, three people or whatever and get a little group together. Is that all right? Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Take the second one.
Okay, well, I guess on the second point, it already sort of got an answer, is are there things we can work on together? And I think the first answer was, yes, we can work on, you know, some of the issues in the processing of these, and in the TLD processes, and especially in the IDNA BIS area. But I guess the other thing is to explore what other areas of the policy making could be in common. I mean, things that already have been mentioned are, do we face similar problems with abuse? The question there was, do we face similar problems with trademarks? And the answer was, maybe, maybe not, because of the difference between, you know, a multivariate international regime and a single national regime. So, you know, that may be not one of those areas, although I don't know. You got that look on your face like you want to say something to me.
I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I would say that there are definitely potentially trademark issues, but, you know, as I certainly agree with Chris, they are all handled on the national level. What I would be interested in knowing is whether there's ever been discussion within the CCNSO on perhaps addressing or developing some best practices. And I think some of the types of issues that come up. I mean, I get, for example, emails 5 or 6 times a day from clients who will get emails from entities that are identifying themselves as accredited registrars in CCTLD saying, so-and-so, we've just got an application to sell, to register 8 trademarks of yours, and we want to give you a first chance at them. I mean, it's a scam. And, you know, clearly there, it's pretty prevalent. But one of the issues that's come up within, for example, the International Trademark Association is there an opportunity perhaps to try and develop some best practices for what the CCs could do, even if only so that there's a mechanism for reporting them? Because in many instances, people just don't even know where to go.
There's Leslie and then Mike.
Some CCs have considerable experience of dealing with that issue, particularly some overseas registrars that are on the other side of the world from us. And I think there has been a lot of best practice shared within the CCs, and probably we do need to think about how we could share that more widely.
Yeah, I think whether or not I agree with your points about trademarks, and I'm not sure if I do or I don't, but I think the concept of us actually working on you know, best practice is absolutely correct. And it's something that we're slowly, you know, we're getting better at doing. We have a fairly large amount of work to do, as indeed do you. But yes, I mean, I want to acknowledge that point and say, yes, I think you're absolutely, absolutely right. I've got another point, but you go first, Mike.
Oh, go ahead. Lost my point. I think Christina was making it very, very well. I think I just wanted to come back on the trademark issue one more time and just point out, I mean, you must realize, well, of course, you're correct that each country has its own trademark law, and trademark law is territorial. There are fairly global treaties that, you know, have hundreds of signatories around trademark law, and there are core principles of trademark law that are essentially the same worldwide. And you have to recognize that, well, of course, you're dealing with a CCTLD in one economy, as you say. That's just not actually, you know, it is a global economy. People from all over the world are registering domains in each of your country code TLDs, and therefore there is an impact across the globe with your policies. And, you know, the more we can do to try to standardize them, while understanding, again, they probably cannot require it, but I would assume that most CCTLDs would voluntarily adopt best practices that were adopted by the CCNSO. So I would just like to see us working together more closely so that we can try to align the GTLD policies and CCTLD best practices by exchanging members of relevant working groups and et cetera as we go forward.
And one thing I wanted to add, and I had forgotten about getting all those wonderful letters telling me my name was about to be registered somewhere. I ignored them so regularly that I forgot about them. One of the things that, I mean, we're already doing in the GNSO, and this is not in lieu of deciding to intentionally work together on some topic, but all of the working groups that we are putting together on any theme are indeed open to the entire community. So in general, that's already one way, but that's people coming and working on a GNSO policy, as opposed to us deciding on occasion that there might be a topic. And I didn't mean to limit it to the two that got brought up in terms of abuse and trademark. It's just that trademark was where I said something stupid that, you know, got a comment. But, you know, and there may be others. So I'd also be interested in hearing beyond abuse, which I think we all have in different varieties, or probably the same varieties, because we see it happen in one place and someone says, wow, I can make money that way. What other topics might there be that people can think of where it might be beneficial to do some joint work, not just participate in each other's efforts, but actual joint work?
Who is?
Who is what?
But they don't have to do who is.
You know, I mean, particularly as we move to IDN TLDs, finding some sort of global standard for who is records and how they would resolve would be immensely useful, I think. If not necessarily the policies, but at least the display.
The color of the page type of thing.
Not exactly, but you know, whether it what languages it must be in or that sort of thing. I think very useful.
Because it's correct in assuming you don't have a who is requirement per se. You do it if you want to, or do you have a requirement?
It differs significantly from country to country. I mean, our who is has a blocker on it to, you have to type in, you know, letters and stuff to get into it. We monitor the number of times IP addresses use it. We block IP addresses if they use it too often, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Others are totally open. We don't publish addresses and stuff like that. We publish emails. So it's completely different from country to country. And I think that, again, you've got a circumstance where often the level of who is data displayed is a function of the privacy law in the particular territory, and that often that may be at odds with, you know, with the territory next door. I mean, you've got the European privacy issues are enormous, aren't they? I mean, you've got each individual country needs to comply with their own law plus with the European. So it's really, really hard to see how the only way I could see it working is you would come up with an absolute bare minimum that didn't breach any law anywhere, which would effectively be, I guess, publishing the domain name, and that might be about it.
And the name servers, probably, yes. I think that alone could be very, very useful.
Can I just maybe look at this in a slightly broader way? Because there was a couple of things that I wanted to mention. First of all, we've got a session. The second session this afternoon is actually about how ACSO meeting is actually about how ICANN can make policy better. And one of those things that I think we should perhaps be talking about is that as we move forward, is there's currently no mechanism for policy to be made jointly. Now, I can't necessarily think of an issue where it would need to be made jointly, but nonetheless, there may well be things where policy would be made jointly. And right now, there is absolutely no process whatsoever to enable that to occur.
Yeah, you are saying what I was going to jump in and mention as well, Chris. We're of course working on a new PDP for the GNSO. The CCNSO has its own PDP. Is there value in us starting to think, and maybe at some point starting to work, and please, those in the GNSO, don't throw things at me because of how much work we already have, but I don't know if I should duck, but is there value at some point in time in us working together to create a PDP for joint efforts? I don't know, but I think it's a question worth pursuing further in coming months.
I think that's right, and I think, you know, we've got a few examples of examples of not necessarily in policy development, but examples of SOs and ACs working together. I'm in the IDNC working group, etc. We're about to within the next few weeks, we'll probably actually formally launch the PDP on IDNs, and we'll probably do that. And there'll probably be a series of working groups, and we'll be coming to you and inviting you to be on the working group and so on. So we've got all that sort of stuff. Let me just pick an example, which I know that none of us would probably want to have happen. But were we to at some point reach a point we had to say, okay, what is a GTLD and what is a CCTLD? Right now, there is absolutely no mechanism for running something to work that out, because quite clearly that would straddle, certainly both our borders and would also include other people as well. So I think we need to start thinking about that. I don't think there would be many things. I don't think it's something that would happen very regularly, but I think it might. It does no harm to have it there, and it's certainly something that I was hoping we would bring up this afternoon in the discussion about making policy better, so that it doesn't get made in a vacuum.
We're a very quiet bunch. Yeah, I think we can just relax. And if nobody has anything that they want to add, should add, I guess just the question once again to end it, should we keep planning these periodically? Do we need to get it at every meeting, perhaps? But maybe as we do it more, people will be more engaged speaking. Yes, Chuck.
Yeah, in response to that, my own personal opinion is that now there hasn't been a whole lot of interaction. And our time has been relatively brief, but I think what we covered is very helpful. So I would not minimize the value of this session because of those factors. I know if people disagree, please feel free to disagree, but we talked about a couple things, maybe three things, that are, I think, really valuable for us to talk about.
I think that's right. I have a suggestion. It seems to me that what I think we should do it, and I think we should try and do it at every meeting. What might be useful is if we asked our respective liaisons to pick something from both sides as a topic, apart from the stuff that Avery and I say we should talk about this, actually pick something that's almost like an educational basis. Tell us something about what the GTLDs do. Tell us something about what the CCTLDs do, so that we actually spend a little bit of time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, actually, you know, talking about one particular thing. And that seems to me to be very, very valuable use of time.
Yeah, especially if it's the, you know, the GNSO liaison to the CCNSO picking the CCNSO related topic and vice versa. That could actually be wonderful.
Great idea. Can we stop referring to each other as sides?
Corners.
But other than that, I think it might be helpful to share current work plans, because certainly we've done some work on that recently.
I'm not sure what you mean.
What we're doing for the next four meetings.
Ah, good question.
You mean to do that now or to do that in the future?
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Sorry, I thought you... Thank you.
Yeah,
I have.
No.
Where is it? It's here somewhere. So we don't have... Are we currently liaison-less with...
Yes, we're waiting for you to... Right. I mean, to reappoint a liaison.
So we will do that. Our goal will be to do that at this meeting. And
and if it's an incentive for the person to get a new job shortly after, then, you know, pick somebody that needs a job.
Okay. Well, and in that case, we'll just call it. We're done. And we've all got this wonderful 2 o'clock gathering of ACs and SOs to look forward to. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you. I think doing it over lunch is good, too.